Hi, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. My name is John, and the title is, Did You Repent for Real? The Sinner's Prayer. The Sinner's Prayer is often said when someone, usually for the first time, recognizes that they are a sinner in need of salvation and want to turn their life around. They pray to God for help, and they confess to Him that they are a sinner. They ask Him to come into their life, and by faith, recognize that the only way to Him is through His blessed Son, Jesus Christ, who by death, burial, and resurrection became our Savior. This prayer is not a prayer of salvation, but a prayer of asking God for help. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, Because it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, not by anything of your own, but by a gift from God, and not by anything that you have done, so that nobody can claim the credit. Acknowledge your sins. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and purify us from everything that is wrong. Before you repented, did you learn about what sin is? Did you look inward to see what sins you are committing? Did you ask Jesus to help you understand your sins and to show you what sins you are committing? How about doing a complete and honest inventory of your sins? I mean, writing them down. Was your heart contrite, you know, feeling sorry for your past sins? When you repented, were you completely honest with yourself and the Lord about your sins? Confessing your sins. In Mark chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, it says, And so it was that John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. All Judea and all the people of Jerusalem made their way to him. And as they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, they confessed their sins. In James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, So confess your sins one to another and pray for one another, and this will cure you. The heartfelt prayer of a good man works very powerfully. Before you repented, did you confess your sins one to another? According to Scripture, we are required to confess our sins one to another. Does the pastor of your church offer confession? And if not, why? Confession is not just a Catholic practice, it's biblical. Does true repentance matter? True repentance does matter. Without knowing what sins you are guilty of, how can you repent of them? Also, how could you know what sin is and recognize the ones you need to stop committing? In John 3, verse 16, it says, Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. Jesus was a chosen sacrificial lamb to die for our sins and overcome death. Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, For the wage paid by sin is death. The gift given by God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. By acknowledging our sins and repenting of them on a daily basis is one of the things we will need to do to have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Savior. The rapture, or being called up to meet the Lord. Theologians and scholars of the Bible talk about a rapture, or being called up, that will take place either pre-tribulation or post-tribulation. So far, the next event that is supposed to happen is the rapture of the church. This is according to some of the theologians and scholars based on this scripture that I'm about to read you. It says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, "Because you have kept my commandment to endure trials, I will keep you safe in or from the time of trial which is going to come for the whole world." Take note when I said in or from, because in some translations of the Bible, they use the word in, while others use the word from. But does this scripture really tell you where the Lord is going to keep you safe from the tribulation? "I would repent of my sins on a daily basis and keep my faith strong, strong enough to endure the tribulation and or persecution if you have to. The Lord our God will take care of his faithful servants no matter what." And a big amen on that one. I wanted to bring this to your attention because whether you believe in pre-tribulation or post-tribulation, it won't matter either way if you really repented of your sins or not. Do your research and make sure that you have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. May God bless you and keep you safe.